We're back to the Neil Haley Show. And, you know, we always think about things about important process and to be able to attain financial freedom. And my guest today, Valentina Chan, is going to talk about it. And she's the author of the book, The Best Is Yet to Come. Valentina, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Neil.
Absolutely. Why did you write The Best Is Yet to Come?
It has been my philosophy to always think that as one goes through life, we can always improve as we are getting older. So positive thinking.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we have to. And improving is always an important thing, Valentina, all the time. If we're not living in a strive to improve each and every day and make changes, life is going to be boring. And the results are not going to be the results we want.
Exactly. Yes, I agree 100%.
Valentina, what makes a happy life?
Well, the happy life, actually, it's pretty simple in my opinion. And it's you need to do specific things to materialize it, such as the practice to always appreciate what you have, i.e. the attitude of gratitude. By adopting this attitude, you attract bigger and better things to come into your life. Always appreciate what you have. When you are faced with the trials and tribulations of life, you need to get busy to postulate, meaning create your ideal outcome by not only thinking it, but saying it out loud and writing it down of how you will achieve it.
I love it. And so you're manifesting that thing will come true, that it happens.
Correct. Absolutely.
If you ask the universe, you want that, you put it up on the board, guess what? It's going to happen. And
yes,
this is the thing that people miss out in life, is mm-hmm. they don't get that. We can mm-hmm. have a lot of fun, right? And we can achieve what we want to achieve. And here's the thing that I know that I can delve into more with you on this, is once you write down what you want, you better have a plan to do it, right? You can't just expect it just to appear poof, right? You
Correct.
Have to learn. And that's sometimes the missing component, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thinking is one thing, but doing is important. The thinking and the doing has to be hand in hand.
All right. Tell us a specific incident that your postulate came to fruition, as you mentioned in your book.
Yes, I'm happy to share that with you and your listeners. Okay. Yes, I got some notes about that. The experience about this postulate really made me fully realize that we all are able to attract what we want at will. Of course, you got to do the work to then manifest it. I'll give you an example. There was a time, some 29 years ago, that I was working as a full-time registered nurse and quite happy with this job. My husband and I decided to sell our house to move up to a bigger one. So I decided to take up a realtor's license to do those two transactions by myself, plus to earn extra income doing part-time sales as a realtor. Then recession hit. My hours as a nurse were cut drastically. Instead of being worried about this, I said to a few of my coworkers in my neonatal intensive care unit, I really hope that one day I would be able to thank the unit manager for cutting my hours so much. Voila, it happened within a year of my postulate. I was able to resign my nursing job 3 years later and have been happier ever since. What a feeling of incredible bliss to be able to switch career seamlessly.
So, you know, this is such an interesting thing. So you switched careers, and what career did you switch to? Because I'm going to kind of take you in a different direction now. These are great talking points. You could see I understand manifestation. And sometimes it's hard to have a host that does, right? I totally get it. I totally get it. If you command the universe for something, you're going to get it if you have that plan of action to do it. So did you continue to do this? So after this, you set the goal. Okay, I was able to quit my job, but you kept setting more and more. You wanted more and more, right?
Correct. So usually when something tragic in other people's opinion, you know, some challenges, so I don't get depressed nor feeling overwhelmed. Instead, I would be busy to find out what is something better would come out of these challenges. So, you know, I don't get into depression. I get to busily trying to find out in my mind, what can I do with this? Where will this lead me to a better and bigger things in my life?
So I love it. I mean, it's so powerful. So after that, so you've done this in real estate. Is that correct? Is that where you...
For 29 years, that has been my career. I quit nursing 3 years after my postulate.
How long ago was the postulate?
The postulate was 29 years ago.
Wow. So a postulate, define postulate for me.
The postulate is you have your ideal outcome. What is the, you know, out of the trouble that you are facing, like, you know, my income was really affected a great deal. So instead of just begging and cursing, I just step it up. I thought, I'm going to see where the career that supposedly to be the second career, the real estate was supposed to be my part-time. But instead, because of the slow time, then I worked at it. And gradually, I love it more than doing nursing. And within 3 years, I stopped the nursing because I had then been able to replace my income. Right. Plus more.
And then what about the plus more 27 years later, even more and more?
Correct. Yes. So I had been able to send our first daughter to medical school. Without her having to take a loan.
That's amazing. Why did you write this book at this point in time? You know, after all these years, what made you want to write the book? Does this really give people hope?
Yes, exactly. I wanted the hope, you know, instead of busy grumbling, what's the world has become, you know, like try to dig within anyone's self, what they can do, that they have fun doing it, and also at the same time giving them the income that they like and the retirement that they wish without relying to 401k and pension plan in Canada, we call it.
And you're able to reach your financial goals then, correct?
Freedom.
Freedom. And then you want to help other people do that. Are you still practicing real estate?
Yes, I'm still practicing mainly through referrals and repeats. And in 29 years, then I've got quite a few people who enjoyed working with me, being looked after. I usually like to under-promise, over-deliver, and concentrate on one's need rather than concentrating on the money. The money always just comes as a byproduct to me. If you really concentrate on giving the best service you can over the year, and you will get the money as a byproduct.
I love it. You're making me very excited about your journey and what you're doing. It's very, very exciting for sure. And your ultimate goal with the book, what else? Do you have other plans for this idea? It's interesting when you talk about postulate. I'm going to have to look at that more in detail describing that. When we're in a certain mode, it's the time to manifest and command the universe to bring certain things. Do you have planning on doing courses with this, or if do you have more things coming up with the book?
So far, I just plan just to share it. I would like people to read and apply what they read. And if somebody reach out to have more understanding, I would be open to that possibilities. But at the moment, I feel that, you know, with the COVID and all that, I just thought the book could be, you know, in the Kindle form or...
That's great. And more things to come for you, Valentina, for sure. Where can people purchase your book and learn more about you? Where can they go?
Oh, they can go to my website, www.bestcomenow.com. Or they can...
Are you there, Valentina?
By spelling Valentina Chan. I'll spell my last name, T as in Tom, J as in John, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy. It's available both in soft cover and Kindle forms. I hope the readers of my book will enjoy and apply the tested and true principles of a happy and healthy life. And I'm very grateful to have the time with you, Neil, to share this secret.
You're amazing, an amazing thing. And that's all you have to do, is you have to put your mind to something and allow the universe to take control. Again, we are all connected, and that's what we have to do. Yeah, that's right. And, and Einstein said that, I think, if I'm on the right thing. And I forget the whole quote, but it's late and I'm dealing with that. So I appreciate you coming by, and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much for giving me the platform, Neil. God bless you and our listeners. Thank you.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.